This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. European Union foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels Monday to debate the bloc's response to Russia's arrest of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Ministers will also discuss the police crackdown on pro-Navalny demonstrators as pressure grows to impose sanctions on the Kremlin. EU leaders have called on Russia to immediately release Navalny and all pro-Navalny protesters in detention. The United States also strongly condemned the arrests and use of harsh tactics against protesters and journalists this weekend through a State Department spokesperson. The protests were called by Navalny after he was jailed upon his return to Russia last weekend from Germany, where he'd been recovering from a poisoning attack that nearly took his life last August. Talks have begun in Washington, D.C. over President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which is facing increasing pushback. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Lawmakers on the right question the wisdom of racking up bigger deficits, while those on the left are urging Biden not to spend too much time on bipartisanship when the pandemic is killing thousands of Americans each day and costing more jobs amid tightening restrictions in many communities. The plan includes $160 billion for vaccine distribution and $1,400 in direct payments to most Americans. Many hope to approve a relief package before former President Trump's impeachment trial, which is set to begin in 2 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will visit Scotland this week to plead with the Scots to reject narrow separatism. This after Scotland's first minister called for another independence referendum. We have more international headlines on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The world is on the verge of reaching 100 million COVID-19 infections, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. More than 2 million people have died from the virus. As the world approaches that marker, countries are taking steps to protect themselves from mutations of the virus. Israel says it plans to shut down its international airport by the end of the week to keep out highly contagious coronavirus variants. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday they will close the skies except for rare exceptions to prevent the virus from arriving in the country and also work on their vaccination campaign. Meanwhile, the White House said Sunday it is ready to restrict entry of non-U.S. citizens traveling to the U.S. from South Africa because of concerns about the highly contagious coronavirus variant that has emerged there. The U.S. is increasing efforts to track several coronavirus variants emerging as the virus continues to spread throughout the world, according to a health official on Sunday. Two White House officials say President Biden will also formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. The official spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity to discuss the upcoming order on Monday. President Biden is effectively reversing an order from President Trump in his final days in office that called for the relaxation of the travel restrictions. Lawmakers and local leaders have condemned rioters who clashed with police in about 10 towns and cities across the Netherlands on the second night of a coronavirus curfew. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Mark Rutte has declared the clashes unacceptable, saying it is not protesting. More criminal violence. Worst hit has been Eindhoven, where police clashed with hundreds of rioters who torched a car, threw rocks and fireworks at officers, smashed windows, and looted a supermarket at the Southern City's railway station. The rioting coincided with the first weekend of the new national coronavirus 9 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. curfew. But mayors stressed the violence was not the work of citizens concerned about their civil liberties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal law enforcement officials in the U.S. are examining a number of threats aimed at members of Congress as the second impeachment trial of former President Trump draws near. Follow more on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelton.